This is Next. I'm Morgan Springer. We heard about Marty Fuller from an Instagram post. She introduced herself as an outdoor enthusiast and wrote, quote, "The white colonial imagination has never created room for Black folk to enjoy nature," unquote. We wanted to talk to Marty about this experience and also the systems and structures she says forcibly deny Black people access to the outdoors. Marty Fuller is a volunteer leader with Outdoor Afro in Boston, and she recently climbed all 48 peaks in New Hampshire that are over 4,000 feet, and she did it in the winter. Marty, welcome to Next.
Thank you for having me.
I quoted you at the top saying that the, quote, white colonial imagination doesn't create room for Black people to enjoy nature. And as a Black woman, when you're hiking in New England, like when you're hiking these 4,000 plus peaks, what can that experience be like?
When I said that the white colonial imagination has never created room for Black folk to enjoy nature, I think the starting point of that idea is that Black folks, you know, across the African diaspora, including in the United States, have always been connected to the land and been a part of nature. Certainly in the U.S., our experience as Black folks is very much, you know, going back to slavery, thinking about the fact that we were forced to work the land, and then post-slavery that we, you know, often worked the land as farmers, were exploited in that, and then moving on through history, looking at segregation, looking at the ways that Black people were denied access to parks and pools, and also looking at the history of generational trauma and how Black folks may have been targeted, you know, while alone and being in the woods or being in parks or natural spaces. Lynchings happened in the woods, rape happened in the woods. So there's just this history, this complicated history that Black folks have with the land. But I would say that we have always been connected to nature and had our own ways of loving it and enjoying it. But when you look at how the outdoors and enjoying the outdoors is represented in kind of white mainstream culture and kind of through white supremacy, in which, you know, the values and norms and beliefs of whiteness are upheld as better, you just don't see Black people in the outdoors. You don't hear our stories. And so even though the white colonial imagination has not allowed that, Black people certainly have been in nature. So I have found, as a Black person trying to participate in outdoor sports or activities, that often I am viewed perhaps as unprepared. I might be hiking on a trail and come across usually a white man who might ask me questions about whether or not I know where I am and where I'm going and if I'm prepared in case of, you know, conditions changing or in case I need to spend the night out in the woods because something happens. I also have felt that I don't get to express my culture fully, that I'm implicitly asked to conform to a kind of white outdoor culture. And that might be as simple as style. It can also be represented in like taking a colonial or capitalistic approach to my pursuits, like wanting to conquer or dominate something, a sentiment of owning the land rather than kind of being a part of the land and receiving from the land. Also a sense of individualism, which I believe can come out of white supremacy culture, in which the way that activities or accomplishments are framed are such that I, as the individual, accomplished it on my own or, you know, worked hard to be able to do this outdoor sport, when in reality it may have been very much because of the help and guidance of a large community of people.
There's this line in one article you wrote where you say, quote, "I'm not here in the mountains to solve a diversity problem. I'm here to lead. I am a co-steward of the land and a co-creator of a wilderness culture that we shape and direct together." And I feel like you're directly responding to white people who might say, you know, what can we do to be more welcoming? And you're saying, look, you don't own it. It's not yours to welcome. Am I getting that right?
That's exactly it. That's a big part of it. there's this desire from a lot of white folks to want to include, when, you know, what I'm asking and what a number of us are asking is, well, no, we are here too, and we get to steward the land, we get to create culture. Don't just ask us to slot into your categories or your activities. Allow us to guide and direct you as well.
Do you have advice for anyone who might be listening, who might be nervous about getting outdoors for the reasons we've been talking about? And maybe they think, you know, I'm not going to see somebody who looks like me on the trail or, you know, whitewater rafting or whatever it might be. Do you have any advice?
If you're Black or brown, try to grab a friend to go with you, to be together outside. If you are in New England, Outdoor Afro has networks in Boston as well as Portland, Maine. You can join us and come on some of our events that happen all around the region. And I would also say that don't be deterred from going out to explore and discover and figuring out what it is you like and how you like to do it. And don't be swayed if you feel that there's one narrative that tells you that you should participate in the outdoors in a particular way, because that's just not true.
What's your next adventure, either with a group or by yourself?
I am really looking forward to hiking in the White Mountains and in Vermont and in Maine perhaps this summer. And I especially love going on a hike and then finding a swimming hole at a river or a lake afterwards. So I think that's probably next thing on my list.
Marty Fuller is an outdoors enthusiast and volunteer leader with Outdoor Afro in Boston. Thank you so much for joining us, Marty.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listen to Next from the New England News Collaborative, wherever you get your podcasts.